Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
It must have been way too long because my feelings are dead. I feel no remorse.
This is March.
March Madness. I'll admit, I don't watch a lot of college basketball these days. I'm not as plugged in as you guys are. So, you know, it'll be more me asking you guys questions because, I know some, but, you know, you guys are, I think, definitely more plugged in it than me.
Yeah, I think, obviously, Paul...
The Paul Strader.
He's the Paul Strader. He's the most plugged in person there is with college basketball.
I've fallen off.
Yeah, I feel like you have fallen off.
Syracuse. Yeah. That's why.
It's coincided with my team being ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Ryan Allison is like a mini John Rothstein. Yeah. He watches everything.
Yeah.
Like, to give you an example, you know, we played simulation golf. We had a league, and we play like once a week. And the most random games were on. They had like one or two TVs in there, and they have like they just have it on. It's just like background. It's the most random. They're almost like D3 schools. And he's got money on the game, or he's like
nice.
Invested interest in the game. Yeah,
he hits them too.
Adam told a hilarious story this morning. Like, Adam gets up really early.
Yeah.
Like, he's probably up at 4:30 because he opens up base camp at 5. And this morning he woke up and he opened his every year they do a CBF bracket thing.
Yeah.
And there was only one entry. It was Ryan at 4:30 in the morning. It was, you know, the bracket was already submitted and done.
This is March. I love it. March. I love it. Yeah, shouts to Ryan. You know, one day he'll jump on with us, either for this pod, or maybe we do like
a
college basketball preview pod. I feel like we've like never done that.
Yeah, we could do like a mid tournament catch up. Maybe like that when it's like the Elite Eight or something. I don't know, like a quick
or afterward. I mean, yeah. I mean, yeah. We haven't been doing these as frequently anymore. You know, life gets in the way.
I definitely didn't watch as much as probably Adam. Adam's vested interest is in the Nets. Ryan
the prospects.
But,
yeah.
But what's intriguing to me about this year is, like, everyone's saying this is like a generational draft. This is supposed to be an excellent NBA draft.
Oh yeah.
So
top 10.
I've been kind of following those players. I'm excited to watch them play in the tournament.
Yeah, this, I mean, obviously there's AJ, I'm not going to attempt his last name.
Tenza?
Bayanista? I can't even.
Bansta?
Bansta?
We need Adam for that, yeah.
Yeah, then we got load management god, Darren Peterson.
Yep.
That's going to be interesting where he goes.
But did you see what he came out with, like, an interview?
What did he say?
Like, it was way worse. Like, he had a crazy... full body cramp that came up like in the preseason.
Okay.
And his whole body kind of like just like shut down. He couldn't move and he had to go to the hospital. It was like a whole thing.
Oh shit.
It was like very scary. Yeah. So I think it's like more to it. He's got trauma or something.
Well, that's not good. I mean,
he didn't talk about it till now. Cause I guess the chatter was getting so loud.
That's like, Porzingis, our guy KP, like he's got this mystery illness that just comes and goes.
Yeah, it's like he's got walking pneumonia like all the time.
I see people say he's got like HIV or something. I'm like, what? Like,
he's got AIDS.
I'm like, what? Yeah, I've seen like crazy shit. I don't know what's going
Who
on.
Who knows?
But yeah, I'll tell you what, if you're drafting high, I mean, that would worry you, right? Like,
yeah.
If you're dealing with stuff now, like
100%.
Yeah. That's he's obviously still a big name. Boozer. This Acuff, the kid on Arkansas.
He's probably my favorite player.
He's awesome.
He's incredible. He's so good. I don't know where Calipari just gets these guards. It's like amazing.
I've heard comparisons to like Allen Iverson, Kyrie Irving, Deron Williams, CP3. Like, he's getting all the comps. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, he's a stud.
Flemings, Houston.
Yeah. Yeah. And then who's the, is the Bama guard who just got caught with like 10 pounds of like marijuana?
I didn't see the amount.
Wasn't it like 10 pounds?
I mean, for them to kick him off campus, it had to be.
There was
a good amount.
There was a photo of like a car with like all of it like on top of the car. I don't know if it was real. If it was a real photo. But if it was, oh my God. Like, this dude was like, I mean.
Like, what are you doing? If you like have it to, yeah. if you just want to smoke, like, whatever, get like a little bit at a time and
right.
have it. Why you have pounds of that? Like, you get NIL money. You're going to be a professional basketball yeah. player. Are you really going to try and sell weed in college? Like, you're a moron.
Is he a a lottery kid? Or first round?
He's, I think, only a sophomore. Like, he's definitely, or a junior. Like, he was a big recruit. He would definitely get drafted, 100%, not okay. anymore.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, who knows? Who knows now? It's one thing to smoke weed, but, like, you're moving pounds of it.
You know? It just shows you, you're, like, you have no, you don't have a brain. Yeah. What are you doing?
It is wild. More and more players are comfortable talking about their weed smoking.
Right.
Like, Sean Kemp said he was high all the time. Obviously, Julius Randle.
That's fine.
Play high.
But like
Durant
trying to become like Scarface at the yeah. University of Alabama. It's like no.
Yeah, that's a whole nother thing. But yeah, this tournament is. I mean, I think we have some of the usual suspects: Florida, Duke, Kansas, who are going to be up there.
So yeah. How do you want to do this? You want to like? I have a bracket pulled up. You guys want to talk?
Yeah, I got mine too. I got mine too. I filled one out.
I didn't make any picks yet.
We just talked through the games. Like I didn't finish my bracket. Like I always change my bracket up until the last minute.
Yeah, same. I filled one out, but I'll probably tweak it a little bit. I'll start with this. Siena, we're back.
Yeah. You're gonna get
playing Duke.
Yeah, one and done. But
that's cool though. I think it's a good. It's good if you're gonna play like. If you just got in, it's good to play the top team because it gives you more publicity.
At 1,000%. And, GMAC, I mean, that's awesome. And you know what? Yeah. I mean, he says it now, but, like, he's talking like a guy who wants to stay there. Like, he's like, I love the area, love the fans and the alumni. You know, like, he's saying all the right things. Obviously, he's not even a Cuse candidate, right? Has he been mentioned?
No, he is.
Oh, he is? Okay.
If they don't get this guy, I don't know. I think... If they don't get Hodgson, they're going to get someone else that we don't hear about. I think it's going to come out of the left field like the athletic director came. Mm-hmm. But I think he's aware that the fan base really doesn't want him right now. So I think he wants like another year or two there to get a bigger offer. I think Georgia Tech is sniffing around for this year, Boston College, but okay. He could do better.
Georgia Tech, their coach was Damon Stoudemire. They fired him.
Yeah, he was terrible.
Oh, really? I didn't even know that.
A lot of these former players are not good.
Right.
Penny Hardaway, Juwan Howe. Like, you can go down the list. It's just on and on and on.
Yeah.
You know who is good? Rod Strickland coaching Long Island, right?
That's yes. right. LIU. How about that?
Yeah.
So they're
16 playing Arizona. Round one.
Yeah, we get the local schools all playing the big dogs. Yeah, Arizona, I think, is a team that's, like, hot right now. Like, real hot.
They're really good.
I think they can make some noise. I mean, St. John's obviously is hot right now.
Why don't we go through it? Like, well, since you brought up St. John's, that whole east region, so top left-hand corner, is absolutely insane. You got... Duke, like, just think about the coaching power. Like, you got Shire, you got Rick Pitino, you got Bill Self, you got Tom Izzo, you got the coach from UCLA, and then you got Hurley at UConn. That is
pretty.
And
yeah.
And TCU, Jamie Dixon.
Yeah, that's right.
So I don't understand. There's three coaches currently that have multiple titles. Three or four in NCAA, right? Hurley. Bill Self, What was the other one? Izzo.
Izzo.
And they're Shia have one?
No, Shia doesn't have
any. No, they came close.
And Patino was the other one, right? So you got...
Yes.
Yeah, Patino, Self, Izzo, Hurley. You have four coaches with multiple titles. The only four in the country, and they're all in the same bracket. I don't know why they did that.
That is nuts. It's so weird that Calipari doesn't have multiple titles.
Yeah.
Isn't that odd? He's been around forever.
It's also odd that Izzo only has one. Like, I thought, like, Izzo won in 2000.
No, Izzo he has only one.
Oh, he does have only one. Right. Oh, because that, all right, then that's crazy, too.
Like, yeah, you're right, Josh.
The Izzo does only have one. Wow. Holy shit.
It's hard.
Yeah, that's why, I mean, as much as we can't stand him early, I mean, he did it, you know.
I know. And watch, but you'll see, though. I'd bet a lot of money he doesn't win again. He does not get there again.
I could see him going to the pro. I hate to say it, he could be the Knicks coach.
I just don't see him as an NBA guy.
No, yeah, I mean, because the players won't fly with it.
Coaching NBA players like that, like, he'd be what?
That's true. That's true. They would, the NBA players would be like, fuck out of here. Like, shut up.
And NBA refs, they don't take shit. Like, they'll tee you up quick.
That's true. Just looking through the go ahead.
Yeah, do you want to talk through the games in each region, or?
Well, I just wanted to point out some schools I've never heard of. So Queens playing Purdue.
Yeah, it's in North Carolina.
Never heard of that one.
Yeah, Queens is in. I think it's near Charlotte.
Okay, and High Point's back, weren't they in it last year?
I feel like they're always in it somehow.
Yeah, they're very high scoring team.
Yeah, Hofstra back in it. That's pretty cool. And
Phoenix Oxford.
Yeah, and they get a vulnerable Alabama team, maybe an upset special. You know, 13-4. Penn is in it. Trump's alma mater.
Yeah, Penn's got a kid. I think he transferred twice. I thought he played for Duke. And he transferred somewhere. And the kid, like, he dropped 40 his last game. The kid's night.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah. Some Ivy really League. Good.
But no, go ahead, Juice. You were going to say.
No, I was just, like, kind of going through, if you wanted to go through each game in the region kind of thing and kind of go through matchups. And I think what's awesome about this tournament is when you're doing the brackets, and they were talking a little bit about it on ESPN and CBS, the Saturday-Sunday potential games are really good. Like, to give an example, you could see Kansas play St. John's.
Ooh, yeah, love that.
Louisville, Michigan State. UCLA, UConn.
Yep.
There's a few games like that that are like your Saturday Sundays are set up nicely if it pans out.
Is Villanova? I are they like back? Like
no.
I've heard nothing about them, and they're in it. So like, I don't know.
They're an 8th seed playing number 9 Utah State. Everywhere I see it, Utah State's getting picked over them. So I don't know.
Okay.
I know one guard. They have a Cadian Lewis. He's a lefty, like Kentucky transfer. He's really good, but outside of that, I don't know anything about him. I'm sure they got a couple guys from Maryland that transferred from last year.
Okay.
But yeah, they've been quiet there. I don't know. Like they weren't on TV much.
And then I had a little bit of time. Like I was watching stuff last night, Selection Sunday, and then watching on ESPN. And then I had some time to read through some stuff during lunch today. I was looking through it. It seems like Duke is getting a lot of disrespect. No one's picking Duke.
Yeah. I mean, as of right now, well, I don't know. I may switch it up, but
yeah, I see a lot of Arizona. Everybody's super high on Arizona.
I like
them. Everybody loves Houston.
And if they get to the regional, which they should. It's in Houston.
Yeah. I mean, that was...
That's tough to beat.
That was brutal last year. They had I forgot how to play out. Didn't they, like, choke pretty bad? I mean,
They were up by 10, I believe, or maybe even a little more, and they couldn't score.
They had the insane comeback on Duke in the semis. Right. That was like, holy cow. And then, and then they, like, completely flipped and
Florida.
Choked. Yeah, against Florida. So, yeah, they're out for blood here, and they can play Florida, right? In the Elite Eight here.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we want. We want that, you know.
Yep.
In that same region, North Carolina. So Caleb, he's out, right?
Sucks. They would have been legit if he was.
That sucks. Yeah, Ryan, I know, obviously, diehard. Same with Pine, diehard UNC fans there. So, oh well.
Yeah.
That's too bad. Is Illinois good?
Yeah, Underwood's legit.
Okay. I know nothing. Okay.
They got a lot of talent. They're fun to watch, like up and down.
Okay.
They're a sleeper. I think they could definitely get to the Final Four.
Ooh. Well, they have to get past
Nebraska, too. Hoiberg.
Nebraska volleyball school. Nebraska. Okay.
Legit. Vanderbilt's got a good squad, good coach. Byzantine, I think is his name.
Juice, are you all in on Vandy like you are in football or just?
I like them. I'm going to root for them. I just don't know. I'm trying to decide how far I really want them to go. I think if I gotta, let me see it. Where did I put them? I had them.
There's just so much parity.
I got them definitely beating, getting out of the first round. And then I think I'm going to have them beat Nebraska.
I got them Sweet 16.
Yeah, so I have them at least in the Sweet 16. I got to figure it out.
Yeah, I don't know. It's tough. I mean, I feel like every year. Well, actually, last year, didn't we have four ones? Was that last year? We had four one seeds? It was like the first time ever or something?
Three? It was definitely like three minimum. It may have been four.
Let me see.
I believe it was Auburn, Florida, Houston, Duke. So that would be.
Yeah, it was four ones last year.
Four ones.
Wow. Yeah. I think that wasn't like was it the only time ever? I think so, because we were kind of shocked about it.
I thought it happened one else before.
Let's see.
Yeah, I don't think it happened before.
Really?
For the first time since 2008, all four number one seeds advanced. Okay, so it happened in 2008. I don't know how many times. How many times? Let me see.
Never.
Okay. All four, only twice since 1985 when it expanded to 64 teams. It's only happened twice. 2008 and last year. It's kind of crazy.
Wow. Yeah.
Madness. Nah, it's exciting. It's exciting. I can't wait. And so, Juice, tell us about... You're going, right, to Tampa?
Yeah, so annual trip? We're going to two games on Friday, the night games. So we are going to see Iowa and Clemson.
Okay.
And then we're going to see Florida versus the 16 seed.
Oh, PV or LEH showing. I don't know what those stand for.
Iowa's fun. They got a good coach. I think McCollum is his name.
Okay.
He's a really good coach, yeah.
Okay.
They got a really good point guard.
Florida, though, you see the defending champs. That's cool.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah. And then the 8 versus 9. That should be cool.
Be a lot of Gator fans there.
Yeah. No pool. Is it any pool party? It's so funny. I'm getting like, I feel like it was, I think it's on Twitter. So, I keep getting served that place you guys went to last year. Like, imagine watching games here.
Stadium Swim.
Yeah.
Stadium Swim.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I know people who did that.
It's okay. Like, it's fun being in the pool and the weather's beautiful and all that, but you don't get like that March Madness.
Yeah.
Like vibe, because it's so big. It seems like the March Madness like takes a back seat to like everything else that's going on.
I can imagine, yeah. So I saw people in the comments like, I'd so rather be at like a bar eating wings.
Or like in a casino, like in the casino book, in the sports book, it's more fun.
Yeah,
fun.
Yeah, the book's got to be, yeah, that's sick. And where you guys, like when you're not going to the games, where you guys, do you have a spot yet?
I think the plan is, so we land after midnight Wednesday night. So we're probably just going to go right to bed. And then at 6 a.m., me, Adam, and Mike, we bought tickets to this, like, to do a circuit training, like a workout at Baker Mayfield's gym.
Oh, wow. Can't stop.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Nice. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to probably treat my body like a trash can the whole week.
Yeah.
By not eating good and not doing it. So I was like, you know what? One on the first day, we'll get a good workout in. So we're going to do that. And then for the tip off for the Thursday 12 o'clock games, we got a cabana at the Hard Rock. And I don't know. It could be like crowded or it could be completely dead. We have no idea. We just want to watch the games and hang out together.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that. And then what else? Friday night, we got the games. I mean, we're just going to hop around and try to catch the games everywhere and then try to like bet on everything.
The weather looks incredible.
It's supposed to be nice. Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect.
So looking forward to it.
High 70s and sunny. Yeah. You guys have like perfect weather. That's awesome.
Yeah, looking cool. forward to it.
Nice. Nice. Enjoy. So what else? What else?
How far do you think St. John's will go?
All the way. I mean, my heart's with them, right? I mean, Juice, you and I were like, I know we've talked about this. We were like St. John fans in the late, you know, those late 90s Mike Jarvis teams. And, you know, obviously, I'm a Fugazi fan. I, you know, once they sucked for like two decades, you know, I kind of lost interest. But I'm back in.
Can they beat Kansas if they go?
Oh yeah,
I think they could beat anybody, right?
They
I mean,
beat anyone.
It's kind of now or never, right?
Yeah.
Can they beat Duke?
Yes. You got Zubie to match up with Boozer, and they're a lot deeper. Duke, they're missing their starting point guard. He's out for the year.
That's right.
He got hurt like a week ago. Not even.
That's right.
Yeah.
Zubie is he's awesome. He really
is. Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
And he's a Kansas transfer, so.
I did see some people did pick St. John's to beat Duke. I don't know if I would have them beating Michigan State or UConn. Well, we'll see. They beat UConn, so
twice,
I can see that.
But beat them twice. State,
twice, yeah.
Yeah. But Michigan State, I find that going to be tough. I might put Michigan State in my final four.
What's BD and Mike? How do they feel, Paul? They're real St. John fans.
They're confident, but, you know, that bracket is really tough, the region they got put in. But it's like, hey, you gotta beat good teams. It doesn't matter when. You got to beat them.
Yeah, it's now or never. I truly think Rick Pitino is the GOAT. He's the godfather. I think he's the greatest college coach of all time. I said it.
Oh, I agree. He took Providence to the Final Four, Kentucky title, Louisville title, St. John's, you know, back-to-back Big East championships.
Iona to the tournament.
Iona. I mean, he's done it all. If he never went to NBA with those in Greece and the whole thing happened, he would have had like five titles.
Yeah.
Imagine if he stayed at Kentucky.
Oh my God! Yeah, but, yeah. Where did he leave Kentucky for? I forget.
Boston Celtics.
Boston Celtics. Yeah.
And he got
screwed because, well, not screwed. It was just really, really horrible luck. They had two picks in the top high end of the lottery, and you'd think one of them would hit, and he thought he was going to get Tim Duncan. You know what I mean?
Oh
but
yeah.
Instead of the number one pick, he ended up with 3 and 6, so they got what, Chauncey Billups and Ron Mercer. You know what I mean? So it didn't work out.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, if he stayed at Kentucky, if he didn't, you know, bang that woman on a table at Applebee's or whatever happened in Louisville. Is that what happened exactly? He was like,
well, that and then also like the hookers with the kids were getting.
Oh,
you
know, right.
Yeah,
he says he wasn't a part of that, but we don't know.
Who knows?
But, I mean, I'm sure. Either way, it all goes on everywhere.
Yeah, so. And then he like went to Greece. I mean, what a career, first of all. And I mean, he seems like a good guy. He's always smiling. Like he looks scary, but he's always smiling. Seems like he's always polite to everybody. You know what I mean? Like
he's more, I think, laid back now.
Yes,
for sure.
Yes, he does seem a little less tense. You know,
He's happy. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what was he saying? I guess they're like, how are you going to prep for the final against UConn? He was like, hey, I'm going to have my assistants do this, do that. I'm going to smoke a cigar.
have a beer. Yeah.
He's drinking a beer to the presser. I mean, I love it. So,
but if he caps it off with the first time title in in St. John's history.
Wait, they've never won it? They didn't even win it in like the 50s or something?
No.
That's crazy. Holy cow.
They've been to the Final Four one time. That's it.
In 85, right?
I believe in the 80s, yeah. I'm not sure what year, but yeah.
That is so crazy. For such a storied franchise, you know, or school.
Yeah.
What year? I think it was 85. Did St. John's make the Final Four?
You better do it this year.
85. Yeah, it was 85. Year we were born, Paul.
Yeah.
So let's see. Who's the most likely winner here? Like, what's the Vegas odds? I haven't looked here.
I believe it's Michigan and Duke.
Really?
But that was during the conference title games. I think Arizona might be higher now because their region's the easiest, in my opinion.
Uh-huh. Here, I'm going to check.
Let me check real quick.
Check SCAMDUEL here and see.
SCAMDUEL.
March Madness. So,
National champion. Yeah, it's Duke. 3-7 and
oh wait, no,
actually it's Arizona, Michigan at co-faves 360.
Yeah, and then Duke. Okay, and then like Florida. Wow, Florida plus 800.
Connecticut 3300.
Juice, check. Paul and I can't bet St. John's. I'm curious where they're at when you get a chance.
To win it all.
Yeah, because we're in New York State.
Oh,
it's still that stupid shit. I don't get it.
That's crazy. Let me see.
It's so dumb.
I don't get it. We could bet the Jets in the. Actually, no, that's in Jersey. But we could bet like the Yankees. We could bet the Knicks. Like, what is it?
College, maybe, I understand. Because, like, maybe if you, like, went to college with the kids, like, you can kind of.
Like,
ask them to do stuff. But the thing that I don't get is, like, MVP.
Right. Yeah. Why doesn't New York State have that?
St. John's is plus 8,000 to win the national championship.
No kidding.
I mean, that's worth. Because even if you just do it straight, if they win two games, you're already going to get a cash out in the profit. So,
oh yeah, I go to the city Thursday to the office for work my quarterly. So when I'm on 17, I'm gonna put in a little bet on the Johnnies. Why not?
Yeah.
Fuck it. Plus 8,000. Jesus, that's great. Okay. Yeah. Okay, I like it. I like it a lot. Who else? Who's like the other than the St. John's, like a five seed? Like, what's another sneaky team that can maybe win this whole thing?
A little sneaky?
Yeah, a little sneaky. Other than St. John's.
Let's see. Let me look real quick.
Like, you mentioned Illinois is good. Do you see them winning it? Like, are they that good?
Yeah, they could. 100%.
Purdue?
100%.
Purdue? We're not talking about Purdue at all.
I like St. Louis. They have a really good coach, Josh Schertz.
To win it all?
Oh, no, not to win it all. Okay. Just to like make a run.
Okay.
But to win it all, Tennessee.
Tennessee, okay.
You think Tennessee is a 6 seed, can win it all?
Yeah, 100%.
Wow, okay.
They were like top 10 coming in. They just like had like a weird year, but they have a ton of talent. Yeah, that's the only thing. I just don't really trust them. I like their players though. Ament, Gillespie, they got some studs in their team. But yeah, Rick Barnes he's never cracked through.
Okay.
What about can Iowa State win it all?
Iowa State's legit. TJ Oldsberger,
the Cyclones. Coach.
They're fun. Up and down team. I'm looking at there's so many good teams. There's a lot. Of
Kentucky's not anything, right? Strong.
A lot of talent. They had a lot of injuries this year.
Okay.
I was looking at Kentucky trying to see if I want to pick Santa Clara.
Yeah. Arkansas can definitely get hot and win.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I like Wisconsin though. Wisconsin can score.
I don't know anything about Wisconsin this year.
They played Michigan pretty good.
Well, yeah, they lost at the buzzer, right? Wasn't that Michigan hit the three at the buzzer?
Yeah,
to beat them. Yeah, so that was close. Yeah, we got
Purdue.
Do you think Florida could win it all again?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, their bigs are just like, and they got a Boogie Flan, the kid from Stepanak.
Now what if South Florida gets pretty far here? Do you think it matters? Do you think he's gone regardless?
Regardless, like
Hodgson.
Yeah, I would think.
Okay,
it's just gonna up his pricing.
That's true.
The good thing is though, there's like not many. We got lucky, like Syracuse. Like there's not a lot of big openings this year.
True.
I mean, a couple years ago, you had like Kentucky open and like Ohio State.
Yeah.
Why is this coach the coach that everybody, like Syracuse fans, want? What makes him
Western New York?
I've wanted him for a couple years, like 2 to 3 years now, because back in the day, I wanted Boeheim to retire.
Right.
And obviously, like in like, you know, after he went to the Final Four, and the year after that is when Oates was at Buffalo, and he grew up a Syracuse fan.
Mm-hmm.
So he was right there. He came into the dome. They beat Boeheim. I'm like, this guy. But I don't know. Apparently he said something to Boeheim and he didn't want it to happen. Whatever. But Hodgson was on that coaching staff in Buffalo and at Alabama. He was the top recruiter. So they called him like the shark on the recruiting trail. Like he's just a beast. Like gets whoever he wants.
Yeah.
Great X's and O's. You see the way he talks to the media. Like no bullshit. Gets the best out of the players. He's from Western New York. Grew up a huge Syracuse fan. Like if it's not him, he just fits it perfectly.
Yeah, it seems meant to be. I'd be shocked if like Providence somehow got it.
They're just using him, Providence, for leverage.
Yeah,
like to get more NIL money. But
yeah, I think it's happening.
But it's annoying. Yeah. It shouldn't even come to that. But with this whole era now, it's like, well, Providence can offer more money because they don't have to divvy up money to football, so they can put it all towards basketball.
It's
tricky with that. So, but I don't know. Who you gonna win a title at Providence? No. If Syracuse is really good and you get players, like you can get far. You can win a title.
Yeah. Plus, you grew up a Syracuse fan. The region.
Exactly. I mean,
come on, like you know.
Yeah.
You're still gonna make
he
good.
He coached at the camps, so I don't know. Hopefully, it happens. But I can definitely see them beating Louisville for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. All right. Any teams we didn't really touch on here? Like, what's like a team that's like a good team that like is most likely to get knocked out first round? I feel like Bama. I feel like Bama.
Yeah, with this whole stuff going on. Yeah.
You know, it just doesn't seem.
Hofstra. Speedy Claxton. Yeah, Hofstra.
You know, I'm trying to think.
I'll be rooting for Hofstra.
Maybe North Carolina. Is VCU anything?
Round one, I could see them going out.
Akron is one. They're a really good team, and Texas Tech best player, he's out. Toppin, he's out for the year.
Toppin, like related?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jacob Toppin, I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, Troy, I don't know anything about like those teams. McNeese State's got some guys on their team.
Okay.
But Idaho, like, I don't know.
McNeese State won last year as a 12-5 game.
Yeah. Will Wade, the coach.
Okay.
But yeah, I think it's going to be a very entertaining tournament.
Yeah.
As always. Yeah.
Well, the talent, like we were talking about before, like the talent is just incredible this year.
It's crazy.
Where do you see Zuby going in the draft?
Like late first, early second.
Okay.
Not the Jets. The Knicks have like they're gonna have a very good pick. In the second round, the Washington pick.
Oh yeah.
So he'll be in that range.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. What is he in the league? Probably just like a stretch four type.
Yeah, probably even now, like a five, right?
Yeah,
like
that, true. So, yeah.
You know.
How about BYU? They're a sixth seed. Do you think they could lose early, even though they have AJ?
That was my next question. Are they actually good? Yeah.
I mean, they lost one guy. You got to torn his ACL, like one of the top players, but they have two. They had AJ and another kid, I think, right? He averages like around 20 a game.
Oh, wow.
There was a lot of hype early in the year on BYU, and now I feel like it's
fizzled.
So-so.
Yeah, fizzled.
Yeah. Their defense isn't good. They play like a weird style.
Okay.
Okay. But yeah, AJ, I mean, he can just take over games at any time.
Yeah.
Here's a stat for you. Gonzaga, right? They have not lost before the second round since 2008.
Holy wow.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Interesting. But
I don't know. I feel like they played a weak conference all year. Like, I don't really think they're that good.
Yeah.
They had their opportunity to win the title. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, they missed their window. Again. Yeah.
They lost to Baylor, right? With Kispert?
Yeah.
Yes.
COVID year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was who's the coach for Baylor? Drew? Scott Drew?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't hear too much about them anymore.
A lot of people like Purdue too.
I like the point guard Smith. He's legit.
Brandon Smith. Yeah.
Yeah, Purdue's always solid. Have they won the title? Like, I feel like they're always in there, but yeah.
They went to the title game with that center. Wow, what's his name?
With
now?
Edie. Yeah. Who beat them? I'm trying to think who beat
UConn.
Oh, that was one of the UConn years. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, Klingon.
Yep.
Castle.
Yeah. How's Klingon doing in the league? I know he's in.
He's good.
He's in Portland, dropping right?
Bombs every day. Yeah. Yeah. Like
really?
20. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Good for him.
He's getting better. Yeah, every time.
Good for him. Portland's like basketball Siberia. Like, forget, like, there's even a team out there, you know? In the Pacific Northwest there. But Seattle's coming, though. Did you see that? Seattle and Vegas is official? Yeah.
Is it official?
Yeah. Was it 28-29 season?
Wow.
So that soon?
A few years away, yeah.
So who's going to be the owner eventually? Vegas? LeBron?
LeBron will definitely be part owner, yeah. That's like a shoo-in, right?
What a loser.
Probably him, Rich Paul, you know, that whole crew, and then someone else. And then Seattle will probably be Bezos, right? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably makes the most sense.
Yeah, I think they said the history is going back to Seattle, like the Thunder are relinquishing the history.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I guess they had, like, they used their history now, but
okay.
Now going forward is going to be from like 2008 when they became the Thunder.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, because I don't know. Other than Durant, because Durant did play one season as a Sonic, which is kind of crazy to think about. You know?
Yeah.
but yeah, it did happen. All right. What else? I don't think Adam. Poor Adam, man. Damn. 2 hours he's been trying to get her down.
Yeah.
It's not easy. Happening. It's a tough age. All right. Poor Adam. Hey, he's still could join. But should we just give our. Or have we not finalized our picks?
I could just do one.
Okay.
You go first.
You want me to start? All right.
You're going to be there live in the flesh.
In the East, I'm going to say Michigan State.
Okay.
You know I love my Italian head coaches.
Yes.
So I'm going to go with Izzo from the East. Right now, I'm leaning Illinois out of the South.
Okay.
I just think they have really good offense.
Okay.
So I'll say Illinois. Out of the West region, I'm really not going chalk here. I want to say either Purdue or Wisconsin.
Okay.
You got to pick one, Harry.
All right. You know what? Give me Arizona.
There you go.
Arizona. And then down at the bottom, I am going to go Michigan.
Okay.
Michigan.
So I got Michigan, Michigan State, Arizona, Illinois.
Okay.
And then your title and champion.
I'm going to go Michigan State versus Michigan. Battle of the Michigan.
Wow. Battle of the... What is Michigan known as? What's like the what state? What are they?
Lakes?
The Great Lakes State? Let's see.
The state of Kingstown.
Yeah, right. What is Michigan?
I don't know. Michigan, I would say the lakes, right?
As
yeah, like Josh said, the lakes.
Great Lakes? I don't know.
State. Let's see. I don't even know how to look this up.
Chironde.
Oh, most commonly known as the Great Lakes State.
Oh, okay.
Also, the Wolverine State, the Mitten State.
Yeah, because the state's shaped like a mitten.
Water Wonderland or Water Winter Wonderland?
Nothing about automobiles. Huh? I thought like
oh right, Ford I know. I know. There. Huh?
Motown.
Yeah. Motown. But yeah, Motown, Kingstown. Okay. All right, cool, cool. And then who's your champion? Michigan.
Let me go. Michigan State. Izzo.
Izzo gets his second title. Yeah. Okay. How about that?
Izzo.
I'll go. I'm boring. I went chalk. Arizona, Michigan, Florida, and the Johnnies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay.
Like I was pretty saying, awesome. It's now or never. Fuck it. So, you know, what do I know? And then I'm going to go the Johnnies over Arizona.
Okay.
Wow.
That's it. I'm going to pick them every year until, as long as Patino's there, I'm picking them every year.
The streets will be bonkers in Yeah, all over New York.
I do wonder, though. Yeah, like, how? What would the reaction be like, I feel like?
I don't know. I think you can get some bandwagon fans, right? That are...
Yeah.
But, like, exciting. Would they do the Canyon of Heroes? Because they've never won
Bettina it. Would make it. Bettina would make it happen somehow.
Huh. That'd be wild.
Maybe not know. The Canyon of Heroes, but I could see something around, like... Madison Square Garden, kind of like how the Knicks go nuts outside of the garden.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they would have like a fan center outside, and then like maybe like you know, do a thing inside for the team.
Yeah,
announce everything and
yeah,
speeches, whatever, something like that.
Because it is such a, I mean, it is a small school. You know, it's not like huge alumni or you know, obviously you got big money because of Rapoli. You know, he would probably.
Right.
He'd probably rent out the garden for the parade or something. I don't know. He would do something crazy maybe if they want. Yeah. But yeah. Yeah. All right, Paul.
So I'm with you with St. John's.
Yeah.
Time for BD, Miguel, Drew, Tone, Josh. Huge St. John's fans to see some winning.
Yes. Francesa. We'll
go with them. Yeah. The
Mike,
Mush.
Big Mike, Francesa. BT,
Houston.
Brandon Tierney.
Tierney.
Yeah.
So St. John's and then Houston. I think if they get to the regional, they're in Houston. No one's going to beat them.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think of that shit.
The other one.
Wait, that's really... Wait, the Elite Eight? Sweet 16? It's in Houston?
It's in Houston.
Ooh. Oh, now I'm tempted to change it.
Yeah, that's tough.
Okay.
Right. Michigan. I think they're the best team, honestly.
Okay.
And for the last ones, yeah, I got that. Man, that region is weak. I got to go with Arizona.
Yeah, the momentum they have. Right now.
And then I'm going to have Houston over Arizona. Houston gets its retribution from last year.
Sampson doesn't have a championship, so that'd be.
No.
And it's Houston?
Yeah.
And they've never won it either, right? I remember that was like a big storyline last year, no?
They won it with Hakeem, no? And Drexler?
No, that team was like amazing, but they ever...
I know they got upset one year, but they never won it once.
Has never won. Nope, never won it. Despite seven Final Four appearances. The Phi Slamma Jamma era. They lost title game in 83-84. Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought they won it once. After the NC State or before that year? Wow.
Never. Jim Nance. Give it. Jim Nance needs one, right? Isn't that his...
Seven Final Fours and didn't...
Ugh, that's brutal. It's so hard. I mean, it really is. Yeah. Cuse only got one during the Boeheim era.
And they've been there six times. They were there. They got one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's so hard. So hard.
Michigan State, I think, has been there like, 12, something crazy like that.
Yeah, they're always in the mix. I mean, Calipari only has one championship. That's what makes Coach K kind of so special. Patino's had multiple, obviously. Hate to say it, but Hurley, you know.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm tempted to change that you know,
now
Florida to Houston. But
I didn't listen to it yet, but what's that part of my take? They have John Rothstein for like 2 hours.
Yeah, John Rothstein. He is something else, man. I tell you, like he is.
He's an alien, right?
Yeah, yeah. Because I remember watching that podcast. I think it was last year, 2 years ago, when he was on Part of My Take, and he even said he doesn't care about any other sport. Does not care at all. Uh-huh. Has no idea what's happening. Like he said like during the Super Bowl 1 year, like he was at a Super Bowl party and he like didn't know anything like what was happening. Like he was like in another room watching some college game. I don't know.
The memes, the tweets are so good. It's CBS, we bombed Iran. NBC, we bombed Iran. Fox, we bombed Iran. And then it's like John Rothstein, and he's like some obscure stat about some college.
Yeah, he's I mean, he lives and breathes college basketball like no other. You know?
It is fun. Like, college basketball makes me, like, and I am nowhere near like a big fan that follows it throughout the year, like, say, Paul or Ryan or whomever, but like, I don't know, something about it just reminds me of like being in middle school or being in high school.
Yeah,
like we would hand write out the brackets and be so excited and like rush from school to like come back to watch every game. I don't know, it's awesome.
Well,
I love it.
Well, we loved it. I mean, I'm not even kidding. I feel like at one time, I mean, it was definitely Paul's favorite at one time, but like even like for me, like at one time, it kind of like was my favorite. Like, it was, it was great because players used to stay longer. College was incredible. It's just, it's been kind of funky over the years, you know?
Yeah, I hope they fix it. Like, the talent's there, but you need that longevity with players, like, staying at a college.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But no, speaking of, like, you know, Barstool, they're pretty plugged in on the college basketball and Rico Bosco, do you guys follow any of that stuff?
I see, always popping up.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know, he's just been like losing all over the place, and
Nadu was on with him.
Yeah, I saw that. I guess they're gonna have like a pickoff between those two.
Nadu would smoke him,
probably, right? Nadu's pretty sharp.
Yeah, he is
when it comes to college basketball. Yeah, he knows his shit. Yeah, he was making fun because Rico hates St. John's, like he's such a hater. Because he thinks they're dumb for hiring Patino because they're like, what's their backup plan? Like, who gives a shit?
Who cares?
Yeah, who cares? What is there? I mean, realistically, though, his son?
He proved that like winning there, it's amazing. You sell out the Garden every game, your home game. You're in New York. He showed that you can win there.
Yep.
And it has money. So why wouldn't you go?
Right.
I'd go.
Right. Absolutely. Could you see his son maybe successing him there?
I think they can do better than him.
Yeah. Where is he right now?
Xavier.
Oh, are they good?
No.
I mean, they're not in the tournament.
They were like one of the worst Big East teams. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting they're in the Big East. Them, Marquette, and Creighton.
Ugh. And they also like... Big East, like it's gonna be hard for them to catch up like year after year with the money. It's just they don't make enough money.
We need to get Syracuse back in the Big East. Like, ever happen or is it's over?
It'll
never happen
because for football, it just won't happen.
Ugh, that sucks.
But the only thing that could happen is maybe because they want these super conferences. If like, all right, say there's like 64 teams or something and they break it down by region. So you have like teams in the Northeast, Midwest, South, and West, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. So then you have like, but St. John's is in the football. So I don't know.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
They don't, if these teams, they don't belong in the conferences where they are.
Yeah. It's tough. It's tough. I don't know. I don't know what needs to be done. But yeah.
Who, in your opinion, Paul, is like, the best, I guess, college expert? Like, you got Rothstein's really popular. You have like your Joe Lunardi's, you have your Dick Vitale's, you have your Jay Billis's, Seth Greenberg's. You got, who's the guy?
John Fanta.
Fanta.
Who's the guy on CBS too? Oh, Seth Davis. All these guys.
There's like, a lot of them.
Who do you think is the best?
Jeff Goodman, all those types.
Jay Williams, kind of, right?
Yeah, like they're all
like knowledge of random stuff and like everything is Rothstein.
Clearly.
But like breaking down a game, I actually think Raleigh Zerbiak is really, really good.
Whoa.
Yeah, I love Zerbiak with the Knicks.
Wow.
Yeah.
What is
my favorite person on the Knicks?
You see when he does like the half times that like we're used to for the college, he really, really knows.
Yeah. Good.
Interesting. Okay. What is he on? CBS?
He used to be, right?
CBS still, yeah. CBS.
And he's still there.
Okay.
I'm always interested to see their brackets. You know what I mean? Like we fill them out and you know, your heart goes into some of them. You're like, all right, well, Arkansas has a cuff, like I'm gonna pick them to go. Like seeing the expert pick is always fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely. Definitely.
Billis has Iowa State, Illinois, Arizona, and Michigan State, and he has Arizona over Michigan State.
Wow. Okay. Huh. Yeah, yeah, I went pretty chalky. I don't know. We'll see. I guess we'll see what happens. Just because like last year was so chalky, I don't know.
does Gus Johnson call any of the games or no? Because he's on Fox, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's a shame we get no Gus.
Yeah, I don't think he does.
Yeah,
Will we get Raftery?
Onions. Ian,
he'll be there.
Yeah, Ian definitely.
Both Eagles, hopefully.
Oh yeah, Noah Eagle, and then
Noah's really good. I didn't realize how young he is. Like Noah's so good that he could do this for another 50 years. That's pretty awesome.
Well, Ian probably was that young too, right? Or maybe not.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
When he's doing the Nets,
or like look at Marv Albert. I mean, that guy was like he was doing Knick games in the '60s, and then. You know, when we were growing up in the 90s, he was, you know, still trucking.
I like his son, too. Kenny Albert's good.
Yeah, Kenny's great. Kenny's the only one who does all four sports, right? Is there any other guy who does all four?
He does baseball, too.
I think so.
Wow.
Hold on. I'm almost positive he's done baseball, too. Obviously, he does basketball, football, hockey. It's Kenny Albert.
That's really cool.
Forever,
baseball. Games. He probably has before. Yes, Kenny Albert has a long history of calling baseball games. Called over 400 MLB games for Fox Sports since 97.
Wow.
I mean, he's amazing. Yeah, he does everything.
How old is he?
Well, hold on. Has Kenny Albert done basketball games? That's the thing.
Kenny's done Knicks games.
It was a while, though, right? Oh, yeah. He's also covered the Knicks. Yeah, you're right. Select games on MSG Network. I think it's been a while, though, maybe. Yeah. Yeah, Kenny Albert doesn't get enough praise. He really doesn't.
Yep.
He's awesome.
Yeah. What else? What else on college here? Did we cover it all?
Yeah, I think we.
Okay.
Is Jay Ray coming back?
What, is that a rumor?
Nah, he's done.
Oh, okay.
Well, one thing Coney did mention I kind of want to talk about is you mentioned Dan Hurley and you were like next Knicks coach. Are we done with college? Because I want to pivot to Knicks a little bit.
Yeah, no, let's go to Knicks. That's where I wanted to go next.
So I was kind of thinking about it, and we have a security guard. I think he's like a Bangladeshi guy or whatever, but he's like a diehard Celtics fan.
Okay.
And he's probably older than me, but he always comes by when he's doing his rounds. He walks by my office and then he'll stop in my office and talk for 10 minutes. He'll just, at the end of the day, talk basketball. And I was telling him, like, I was asking him questions about the Celtics. Like, Tatum's back and he's playing 20 minutes a game. It's probably too much, but he's pretty much back. Like, if I'm the Knicks, I'm worried about. You can't beat the Pistons during the regular season.
Yeah.
You got the Celtics getting Tatum back. Cleveland's going to be tough.
Orlando's there. Like, it's not going to be easy. It's not set in stone that they're going back to the finals like how I thought at the end of last year when all these injuries happened to Halliburton. And
definitely not.
And, no. So if they don't go to the finals, like, are we going to be looking for a new coach?
Yeah. Mike Brown, one and done would be tough, yeah.
I think it depends on who's available.
I mean, I think they'll blow up the roster for sure. Like, Cat will be gone. They'll
they'll
Bridges, like something like that, or
they'll freak out and do the Giannis trade. I think, yeah.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, with the Giannis trade, I don't know. I don't know what the right answer is because, like, in a vacuum, I don't want to give up Cat and all these picks, all these players for Giannis. But then you have to pay Cat, and I love Cat, but I don't think he's the guy to get the Knicks.
I'll drive Cat to Milwaukee. What else
is gonna... Yeah.
Yeah, he's not. I like him as a player on another team, not my team.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
He's just, I'm trying to think, like, who we can compare him to from, like, a past athlete. Like, just so.
You know what's so weird about Cat is if you look at the stats, he's, like, unbelievable.
The stats are great, but if you really watch the games, like,
exactly. That's what I'm saying.
He's not a winning player. It's a lot of empty stuff.
Yeah, you have to take him out. You can't play him in the big minutes for defense.
He's a frustrating. He's just frustrating player.
And it's not just like fans. You see the guys on the team, how frustrated they get with him. Like, he's not in the right position. He doesn't pay attention.
You know what he kind of reminds me of, like, almost like, and I'm hoping it's the same comparison because it ends up, you know, they end up winning a World Series, almost like A-Rod a little bit, where, like, yeah,
similar,
like the talent is there, but he would just do some boneheaded things. I remember there was some seasons where, like, he'd be amazing, then the playoffs he was absolutely dreadful, and then 2009 he just fucking went off. And was, like, unbelievable. So that's what I'm hoping we get from Cat, where he just has, like, a legendary playoff run and we win the title. That's it. But just give me one, you know?
If you have to gut the team and get Giannis, like, can you win with Giannis and Brunson?
I have no idea.
Probably. I don't think so.
And I'm really worried about paying Brunson, too.
I know.
Very worried about that.
Well, how old is he?
Late 20s.
Late 20s. Probably 29.
You give him, like, what, like, he'd want, like, a 4-year max deal or 5? How long are max deals? 4? 5?
I think 4-year extensions. I don't think they're 5.
Yeah, he's 29. He's
terrible. 29. That's not. He's 29.
But,
yeah, he's
29. But you're gonna have to pay him.
He's that old.
How old is he?
He's 29.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. That's
what he's like. 27. Right. Damn.
Well, he played 4 years, didn't he, at college?
At least.
Yeah.
3. Minimum 3, yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, so 22, Dallas Days. Yeah.
Yep.
I don't think he's going to age well, his game.
I don't either.
He's already a terrible defender. And every year he'll lose quickness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless his game can model like Steve Nash. Steve Nash was able to figure it out as a bad defender and whatever. He still was able to win.
But you know they're going to sign him because, first of all, he gave him a great deal.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to let him go.
He's the most popular Knick. It's like the Knicks fans, he's, you know.
You're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that's like, I don't know.
I almost like, and you're never, I don't think you're going to get fair value, anything back for him if you trade him.
No.
Right. Right. But yeah, I mean, going back to the playoffs, I mean, I don't know what we're going to see in the playoffs. The season's so freaking long. It's so hard to tell what Knick team we're going to get. Because some nights they look like a championship team. Some nights, they don't, like last night, they're playing the G League Warriors. And they, you know, barely beat them, you know?
I think, like, if you look at it now, I think they play in the first round, they play the Miami Heat. And
that's a win.
It's a win, but it's going to be an annoying series just because Spoelstra and the rivalry and all that. But
sure, Bam, Harrow.
It'll be an annoying series, like a series that we should either sweep them, but it'll go 6 games, enough to stress you out.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the next round, they're going to play the Celtics.
Yep.
And that's going to be tough. And then you have the Pistons waiting for you if they beat Cleveland or whatnot. But that should be, you know, who knows.
I think Cleveland will beat Detroit.
Detroit's a good matchup. Detroit's been struggling lately.
Yeah. And if Allen and Mobley are healthy, it kind of negates Dern.
Mm.
Yeah.
And their physicalness. So
we have really good have had some good success against Cleveland, but I don't
Harden
know.
Scares me. It's a different animal with Harden and Mitchell.
Yeah.
Yeah. They can just get hot and light it up. Yeah.
Not that Harden's like some playoff wizard, but you know, both of them together, they can kind of play off each other. They don't have to be the guy every night.
Yeah.
But yeah, if they don't go to the finals, like, this team is not staying intact. And I don't know what the hell's up with Bridges, but like, you trade 5 picks for him and the guy like barely scores 12 points.
I know. Yeah. He's not that guy. Yeah, my guess is if they don't get to the finals, Brown gets at least another year. Because I got to think when he was like interviewing, he's like, listen, do I have a finals mandate here? Like, can you guarantee me at least, you know, more than one season? But I think they will blow up the roster for sure. Yeah, that I could see happening.
For sure.
Yeah, including...
It's going to be an interesting offseason, regardless.
Regardless.
They're not winning it, right? Like, they're not going to win the title.
Oh, you're like saying that with certainty.
Well, if they got there...
I don't see it.
Okay.
If they got there and they're playing San Antonio, like, they match up really well against San Antonio.
But Thunder owned them. Thunder owned them. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
they could beat the Nuggets too.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. We could beat the Nuggets. I feel like we could beat every team out west except the Thunder.
We played Thunder good. Like, those games were good.
They're always close, yeah.
So
yeah. Yeah.
I just like my floor for me was always they gotta get to the finals because there was no Tatum, no Halliburton, so you have no excuse. Get there. But I don't know. For some reason, this team with this new coach, like, they've looked really good. And then at the same time, they've looked like, hey, man, they were just, like, slept through the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still going to say the season's, like, way too long. It's and, like, I feel like the players know it, too. And they're just, like, I hate to say it. A lot of them are just, like, not locked in on a night-to-night basis.
Right.
I think they're kind of bored, so... What do we got? Like another month of the regular season here?
I was looking at it. There's not many games left, so this will go fast. Like NCAA, it's going to be all NCAA for the rest of March, and then playoffs are going to be here for NBA. So we're there.
And you know how the playoffs are. Playoffs is like a whole new season. It's like 2 months.
I will say, for all the bad things that we say about Cat and Bridges, I feel really good having OG on the team and then having guys like Alvarado and Jordan Clarkson and like the bench is solid.
And Mo.
Mo. Yeah. They have enough guys to be annoying in the playoffs and like really pester people. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We finally have a deep rotation. So that's going to be interesting. I mean, that's why you have that, right? For the long season and the. Yeah, absolutely. So.
They can put some clamps on some people, and then hopefully Bridges wakes up and plays defense in the playoffs. And and you got Bridges' defense, OG's defense, you got Alvarado, Clarkson, Mo. So that's
Mitch. You know, we need a healthy Mitch. Yep.
Healthy Mitch. Yep.
Yep. So
it can frustrate some people.
Yeah. Let's see. Anything else? Obviously, no Nets update from Adam.
No Nets update. But, I think he wants Boozer. I will say that. I think he wants Boozer.
Yeah, we're still a ways away here. But regardless, they're getting a good player. I mean, as long as they're in the top 10 there, they're getting a stud. So,
yep.
So that's good.
Yeah. Like, even if you have the fourth or fifth pick and you end up with Acuff, like, is that a loss?
No. That's amazing.
No, they're sitting pretty. They'll be good.
Yeah. So, anything NFL, free agency?
Yeah, free agency. A lot going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fields went to the Chiefs. Jets get Geno back.
It's amazing they got something back for him.
I know.
You think the Jets are going to get the Alabama quarterback?
Ty Simpson? I think so.
Want to.
They're really into him. And he
but
and,
then it's like,
yeah.
Like, I don't know. Is he the guy?
No.
I wouldn't take him at two.
Like, are you going to say, like, say they're drafting like fourth next year, right? With three picks, right? Say they draft like 4, 15, and 22, right? Ty Simpson comes in at like the end of the year this year, plays a couple good games. He looks good. Like, is he the guy? I don't know. He showed some stuff. Are you trading all three of those picks to move up to one? If it's like, how does that work? Are you drafting a guy at 16 and then a guy in the top five next year if he showed something the year prior?
I think you got to make a decision. Like, what are we doing here? If there's no quarterback in this draft that's going to be the future, draft the best player available. And next year, you got three picks. Go get the quarterback.
Exactly. That's what I would wait. I would draft like a. Yeah, like best player available. Like, if like Lemon's there, so like that, he's ready for the new quarterback next year.
And then I don't think Glenn's the guy. So I have one more year. Fire Glenn and get the guy. Get the coach.
Yeah, I don't want Glenn. Like, what is he going to do with Ty Simpson?
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. Where we don't even have our coach yet, you know. So it's hard to say.
Stack the team with everything else, and then hopefully you get a quarterback and coach that comes in next year.
Right. I did see Tomlin was at the Knicks game, so that was interesting.
Oh, Mikey T.
Yeah, he was maybe, you know, kind of feeling it out, like, oh, I might like this, you know.
It's not bad.
Yeah, so that was interesting.
He probably saw the standing ovation that Harbaugh got, and he's like, all right, maybe I could be
king. Yeah, maybe I could get used to that. No, Jets, you know, Geno, I mean, he's got those two 4,000-yard seasons, which no Jets quarterback in, what is it, like 50 years or 49 years? Is that?
Yeah.
And that was on a really good Seahawks offensive line. I think the Raiders statistically had the worst line last year, right?
Yeah. They had no weapons. They had Bowers, who was hurt a lot.
Yeah.
They had no wide receiver. And Genty, they were playing behind all the time with no O-line. Like, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Yeah.
He's a professional quarterback. Like, he can actually drop back and throw the ball.
Yeah. As long as he's protected, he could play. And the Jets line, as far as we know, is pretty solid. So, and we got some weapons. I feel like the offense might be decent. I don't know.
They'll feed Wilson, which is like, that'll keep him happy.
Yeah. Got Breece. You know, Mason Taylor maybe takes another leap. You know, you got Mitchell and Mechie and, you know.
Mechie's gone.
Oh, he's gone?
Carolina, yeah, but Mitchell's coming back. And they'll draft one. Yeah.
Okay. When did Mechie? I didn't even realize that.
A couple days ago.
Oh, I missed that. Okay. And yeah, they're definitely going to draft one. I'm sure they're going to go defense at the top. So we'll see.
They'll probably think, I think they'll win like in between 6-8 games, something like that.
That's probably what will happen. But Moogie's doing such a good job stacking picks. You know, they may be in a spot where they'll just trade up if they
can. He's a good GM. He gets it.
Yeah, he's getting a lot of praise from everyone.
He knows how to operate. He's not giving bad deals, like overpaying.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I like what he's doing.
I'm impressed. So we'll see. We'll see. A lot of offseason.
Minka Fitzpatrick, they got a lot of good, like,
yeah,
a couple DNs like that have like, a lot of potential, cornerbacks that have potential.
Absolutely. So, absolutely. Yeah. Giants
got some guys.
Yeah. They do anything of note in the offseason here?
Likely,
yeah.
We got a fullback. There's not many fullbacks in the NFL.
Nope.
So we got the fullback from the Ravens, Richard, and we got a kicker. We got a punter, highest paid punter in the league.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so like small moves here and there. I don't know. I think it's set up well for them that if like say Sonny Styles isn't there, I think they might take Jeremiah Love, running back.
I was about to say. What do you think about him?
A running back offense. Yeah, you know, they addressed a lot of stuff in free agency. So, you know, I wouldn't be opposed to it. Then you have Scadaboo. You have the fullback. You know, the line is pretty decent.
now.
It'd be quite the running team. Yep. They got Evan Neal back.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Yeah. Why did he come back?
Yeah, it was kind of strange. Everyone's saying that, but Harbaugh said that he thinks that he does some things really well that I think that we our coaching staff can really help him. So he has like a 1 year deal with no money guaranteed. Like they could just cut him and he doesn't get paid.
Yeah.
Right.
It's kind of like crazy. So that's good. Like Evan Neal has to bet on himself and play really well to get paid, you know?
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Yep. So
football, it should be better. We should, like, both of our teams should at least make it till October without being out of it, right?
Yeah, I hope.
Right. Like it should be that way in theory, but you never know. But I think it's hard in the NFL. I think like 7 or 8 wins maybe for the Giants, and that's an improvement, right? Like, because we're used to having 3 wins every year.
It's a tough division.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a really tough division. Like, Washington's going to be back better.
I'm just excited that they finally have, like, an adult in the room. They're trying to do things the right way.
Well, you have the ex-president.
That clip is, it's scary how much he sounds like him. It's so weird, though, because he's like, I didn't realize John Harbaugh is like as old as he is, because he looks good for his age, you know?
Yeah,
he's worked out a lot.
He's a close friend of Trump.
Oh, really?
Harbaugh, yeah.
I did not think he was like a MAGA guy, huh?
Yeah, he's...
Jim, the Harps. Jim, I could see as a MAGA guy. John, I didn't see it. Interesting. Okay. Whatever. All right. What else?
Obviously. You guys been watching the World Baseball Classic?
Yeah.
Is that on tonight?
Italy-Venezuela is tonight.
Yeah, winner plays the U.S.
What's that? Was it on, like, FS1? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me check. It's on.
Yeah,
Italy's up 2-1. 7th inning.
Okay. Yeah, I see. Yeah, that'd be cool. U.S. Italy. U.S.
Who's on the Italy team?
Oh, man. It's actually
Posada's the assistant coach.
I'm looking at the pitcher right now. His name is Lorenzen.
I heard half the team's like from Jersey.
Yeah, I'm
like,
sure.
They're just like Jersey Italians. Yeah, I don't know too many of the players, but that's cool. I thought the Dominicans were like going to go all the way, and U.S. you know held them off.
Yeah,
so that was good. But yeah, that'd be cool to win that. You know, we won hockey, win baseball. You know, so be rooting for him.
Francesco Cervelli is the manager.
Ah,
Italy.
Former Yankee. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Posada.
Jorge, future Yankee manager.
Yeah, Jeter, the GM or president, owner, whatever.
What's that?
Tournament. No, they should make Jeter like the owner, GM, president, one of those, and then get Posada as the manager.
Yeah.
Is that a rumor, Posada? Is he good?
I think it's more like a fan rumor.
Yeah.
Like
it's kind of what the fans want. You know, usually like catchers are like the best coaches, managers, and he's always been like a no nonsense guy. I feel like he'd be a good manager.
But I don't even think he's coaching or anything. He's just like
advising.
I don't know what he's doing.
Right. Well, no, you just said he's an assistant, right? On Italy?
Yeah, he's an assistant on Italy. Yeah.
Assistant.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. And then Pettit, I could see Pettit being, I think he's involved with the Yankees. He was at spring training and he's the assistant on the U.S. out. On U.S. Yeah.
He helps out pitching.
Yeah. So yeah, imagine getting like the core four all back with the Yankees, Jeter in the front office, Posada manager, Pettit pitcher's coach, and then, Mo can,
the core four.
What can Mo do? I don't know. He'll sell cars.
Yeah.
Keep doing what he's doing.
Exactly.
So we'll see with that. What else?
Was there any other big like NFL moves that were random? Oh, the Max Crosby thing.
Yeah, that was weird.
Wait, what happened?
He didn't pass.
You remember Crosby?
Oh, the Crosby thing. Yeah, that was bizarre. I don't know what happened there.
They got cold feet.
Yeah. Yeah.
They realized that they could sign Hendrickson and not have to give up anything.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll come out. What happened there? Eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what are you guys watching these days?
What is it that way? Tulsa King.
Oh, yeah. How far into that are you?
Well, I finished Mobland. I finished Mayor of Kingstown.
Yeah.
So now it's Tulsa King and rewatching Sopranos, yeah.
How far into Tulsa King are you?
Like four episodes. I'm up to the helium at the carnival.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
It's like a little cheesy, the show.
Yeah, it is.
But it's good. It's good. It's like
it's entertaining. Yeah. Yeah.
DTF, I watched the one episode.
I was curious about that. Is it weird?
The first episode, yeah. I was like, what?
Okay. Yeah, I was...
What's going on? But I feel like I have to continue now.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I've been watching a lot of HBO. Like I was saying, you know, earlier to you, Paul. Well, actually, both of you. Eastbound and Down, I've been binging. You know what Katie and I have been binging is Euphoria.
Oh, okay.
Season 3 comes back next month.
Yeah, oh, wow.
Yeah.
It looks crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I can't wait for that, because it's been how many years
from Eastbound and Down?
No, sorry, no. I'm all over the place. Euphoria.
Euphoria.
Oh, Euphoria.
Like 4 years at least.
Yeah. When was on Euphoria?
What's his name? Died. Fez died.
And yeah, like, Eric Dane too.
And the father. Yeah.
Eric Dane. Yeah, it's sad.
Yeah. Wait. ALS.
Oh, and one of the guys in season two, the guy who would do drugs with Rue.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's right.
That guy died too. Hair. Yeah, he died too.
The young kid?
No. Do you remember?
He was the junkie.
Yeah, he was like the junkie. He was hanging out with Rue and Jules. He had like the bleach. He was like Hispanic looking, he had bleach blonde hair.
Yeah, he died?
He died too. Yeah. Like, I think drugs.
Oh, wow.
Eric Dane was cancer, right?
No,
ALS. Oh, yeah. ALS. Ugh. And then Fez killed himself. Ugh, terrible. Right? Because his dad committed suicide, and that was his best friend. It was really sad.
Yeah.
No, like, his dad... What happened? I don't think... Fez didn't kill himself.
I think it is OD'd. He had traces
OD'd.
But apparently he was really depressed because his dad had taken his own life, and he was like... That was my best friend. Yeah.
A mix. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was suicide or he was sick.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But yeah, Fez like was super depressed that his dad died, and then I think he was using drugs.
That's probably what happened. Yeah. Yeah.
I think he did something, and there was fentanyl in it or something.
Maybe. But yeah, season two was 4 years ago, 2022.
Wow, that's
that's a huge layoff. So yeah,
it feels like a while. How are they going to even like continue the story?
Apparently, it might be like after college, or maybe they're in. Obviously, they'd be in college, but yeah, they're going to flash forward, I think, like years later. So,
but did like Eric Dane film anything? Did
well? You remember kind of how it ended off? They could easily write him off the show.
I remember the shooting, yeah. And then
well, he got like really drunk, and like he made that big scene in his house, and then like left.
Yeah.
Because they found out he was gay. He
went to like that bar, and he was like reliving his like.
Oh yeah, he's like. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when he was in like high school.
Yeah. Yep.
Where
yep.
He was like experimenting with stuff.
Yeah, that show is crazy.
It's a wild show.
The show like it was so messed up that it was kind of depressing. Like,
yeah. It is. It is.
It is.
Now rewatching it, you know, like, just Rue is like just such an addict, and. Dad died. It's sad. It is. It's a crazy show, and so much crazy shit. I'm just like, it's also so unrealistic. Like the parties. Like no one's having high school parties like that. Like come on.
No.
Like these crazy bangers. I'm like, no, that never happened. But binging a lot of old show. I binged True Detective season one recently. I watch that every few years. It's so good. And. What else? Oh, watching.
There's no HBO like show anymore.
I know, it's like, sad. That's why we keep going back and watching all the old ones. It's
yeah,
sucks.
It's pathetic.
I know. It's like nothing now. Paradise on Hulu. Did you guys watch season one of that?
No, I heard it's good though.
It's good. Season two's back, so been watching that. But that's not a binge. You got to wait every Monday for a new episode.
You watched the High Potential with the girl from Always Sunny, Philadelphia.
Oh, with what's her name? The blonde. What's her fucking name? Yeah, I know who you're talking about. She's in it. She's like
pretty,
the
yeah. It's a pretty good show. She's like a cop consultant for LAPD and like finds killers.
Oh. Yeah. It's a comedy or like dark comedy?
No, like a comedy slash like easy drama. It's not like
okay,
yeah,
okay. Good though. Oh, know what I watched on Netflix? The Dinosaurs.
Oh, the Dinosaurs! Yeah,
what's that about?
It's a four part documentary. it's narrated by Morgan Freeman, and
question. What doesn't he narrate?
I know, right?
And, but does it just tell you about like the history of dinosaurs?
Yeah, Steven Spielberg produced it, and they go back to like the way beginning, to like the Triassic period, then the Jurassic, then the Cretaceous, and then obviously the comet hitting.
Was it good?
Yeah, it's good. No, it's good. It's
can you do an impression of Morgan Freeman talking about a T-Rex?
Oh, the dinosaurs. I can't do a Morgan Freeman, unfortunately, but no, it was cool. I love dinosaurs.
you were always into
it. I was always into it. The new Jurassic Park's okay. It's not bad.
Tone was a Velociraptor fan.
Oh yeah, big raptor fan. Like a raptor.
Ever since I was little, I just wanted to be a dinosaur.
Stepbrothers. No, I'm not gonna lie though. Like the original Jurassic Park is a top 10 movie for me, easily. That movie's incredible.
The first one and the third one are really good.
What's the third one? I'm trying to think like what's like memorable.
The third
about
one
it.
Is like the kid is stuck on the island and they like trick.
Oh right.
They trick them to go back on.
Right.
They're really like looking for their kid.
That's right. I forgot about William H. Macy, right? Is he in it? Or is he in the second one? I think Vince Vaughn's like randomly in the second one. There's so many of them now.
Yeah.
They all kind of blend together. Like the most recent, it was Scarlett Johansson, Mahershala Ali. So yeah,
is it good?
Big names. It's good. No, it's good. There was definitely some scenes I was like, holy shit. Like I felt uncomfortable, you know? Like it was like tense. The first one is just, there's nothing like the first one. Like there's just such a epic movie. What else? Oh, I think that's it. All right, so we didn't get Adam.
Nope.
Damn, I wonder if he's still trying to get her down. He might have gotten her down and was like, it's too late. You know,
he probably passed out too.
Or yeah, maybe passed out. Yeah, it's. I know he goes to bed pretty early, so all good, all good. Juice, you guys have a great time. So who's going? You, Adam, Mike,
me, Adam, Mike. Pina's gonna meet us. Lauren is gonna meet us.
Oh, nice, cool.
Craig, Christoph.
No, no Nicker
scene. What do you say?
No Orsini?
No. Oh, yeah.
The boys.
No Mike Jones?
No.
True. Nice. Nice crew. All right. Well, have a blast. Stay safe.
Thank you.
Yeah. And, yeah, we'll reconvene, I guess at this point, maybe sometime in April.
Or maybe we could do, like, something before the Sweet 16 or something. I don't know. Or...
possibly. Yeah, I guess we'll look at our schedules.
Right after the lead eight. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. But if we don't make it happen, we can always just, you know, April, we can recap the tournament, talk about the NFL draft. What else is going on? NBA playoffs. There's a lot going on, actually, April. Masters.
Yep.
The Masters?
Oh, yeah. The Masters.
Yeah. I could give you guys Kentucky Derby picks. Yeah, there's a lot in April.
Yeah.
Yeah, April's actually pretty great. Pretty underrated sports month, actually.
The sun be shining.
Yeah, baseball starting. Yeah, April's actually lit. Shit. So, all right.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Hell yeah.
All right. Take care. Comb your hair.
Peace.